Baugh Chevrolet. Now let's take you straight into the game with our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
Be home for a couple of games. The Bears like their home cooking well. Right as the Bears are in Mansfield. We played more games on the Mansfield gym than the Mumford gym. This will be our fourth game on this Mansfield home court. So I guess it should be considered a little bit here than we have at Willow. That's a good trivia fact right there. So this really is the Bears' home court this year.
Yeah, right. It checks all the boxes for that. If you're going on how many games were played there, so Mansfield Lions are the opponent tonight for the Bears in just a single non-conference game. So, not a lot at stake here except pride and opportunity, I guess. So the Bears coming off those two wins, Marty, got to feel a little bit better about their team and how they're reacting, and I'm sure Coach Forrest does, as he has indicated. But this is kind of a telling game against the Mansfield Lions because the Bears have lost to them earlier.
Right. December, back in the Mansfield tournament, then on a final round of the Mansfield tournament, and Mansfield beat Willow 68-57 was the final. It was a really close game, a very back and forth game right until the very end. So that final score is a little deceiving. That was a one possession. Took care of Gainesville on Tuesday in pretty convincing fashion. And the Mansfield Lions, on the other hand, since winning their tournament, they went ahead and beat Springfield Catholic and won the Mansfield Invitational. They're 3-6 since then, and they've lost three in a row, a two-point loss to Ava.
Wow.
So that's what Mansfield's been doing, and so they're looking at this as an opportunity to get right, get home and beat somebody and get back on the winning track. And for the Bears, it's an opportunity to make up for that frustrating loss earlier in the year and beat a team that's a good quality team on their home floor and a team that we were talking about.
Six three.
Gives the Bears a lot of matchup problems inside. And with rebounding, and we saw
on the other side are playing better ball, I think, than they did for a while.
For a while there,
that Hollister thing kind of was the coup de grace for the Bears' woes during the transition between the 2 years and the blue and gold and all of that sort of stuff, and that was sort of the bottom rung of the ladder, and the Bears have started climbing back up now and have played two good games back-to-back. And I think what really excites some people is that the Bears are playing really good defense against the Gainesville Bulldogs the other night, and that is, that gets some people excited when you see some defense like that.
That was refreshing, definitely, and the Bears saw fruit from that, so hopefully they'll continue that trend tonight against the Mansfield Lions. And thinking back to that Mansfield game, too, the Bears played five guys just about every minute of those four quarters, and it was really after that game that Coach Forrest started using that bench a little bit more, I think you'll see a little bit of a deeper bench tonight from the Bears. We're going to pause for the national anthem, come back in 90 seconds with the starting lineups and the play-by-play. You're listening to Bears.
the Bowling Springs Bears prepared to do action. We got the starting lineup for you. We have it. Along with that, we have Marty Spence, who is going to give you the starting lineup. And then the play-by-play of tonight's game between the Lions and the Bears.
Bears in the Road Maroons with the white trim. 8-6 on the air. They will start number 0, Jason Rogers. Number 1 is junior Colby James. Number 2, freshman Caden Lee. Number 3, James Dean. The Bears are coached by Dustin Forrest, James Lee, and Ryan Bunch. For the Mansfield Lions, they will start number 3, 6'2", senior guard Charlie Grubb. Number 5 is 6-foot sophomore Jace Edrick. Number 14 is 5'11", junior Haven Prost. Number 24 is 6'3", sophomore Kellen Campbell. And number 25 is 6'3", senior Riley Stidham. Stidham, Campbell, Prost, Edrick, Grubb. Same starting five for the Lions that they had when they beat the Bears in December, coming in with a record of 6-9 on the season. And by Craig Campbell, assisted by Kyle Elliott and Arlie Roy. Lions and the Bears. They're looking to continue their winning streak, and the Lions trying to break a losing streak. Colby James will jump for the Bears. Riley Stidham, the 6'3 senior for the Lions. Colby consistently wins these. Colby controls the tip, and we're underway from Mansfield. Lee holds it on the right side and throws it right to Hedrick. All the way to the other end. Layup is missed, but the follow is up and in by Charlie Grubb. Grubb's followed. He gets the putback. And it's 2-0 Mansfield. That's what the Bears want to avoid.
Yeah.
Second chance opportunities for the Lions. Rogers, baseline for James. Colby crosses it over, pull-up jumper right side, splashes home, and we're tied at 2. 2-2, Lions with the ball. Campbell will bring it across the midcourt stripe. Campbell at 6'3". Throws it left for Grove. Now move it to the top. To Campbell, or rather Blake Henry, and a foul coming on the Bears.
Yeah, James Dean's going to get that foul. He was doing a good job here, but lost his balance and just fell into it.
Starting for the Lions. And we'll have a couple. Victory, and the Bear JV is the one.
Two turnovers against the Bears on those long. They're going to have to settle down on that one.
Colby's second free throw. Campbell across midcourt, guarded by Colby. Bears in a man defense. They've got it to the free throw line for Henry. Back it off top of the key for Stidham.
Or they did in the JV game.
A lot of light touching.
very light, ticky-tack type stuff.
Answer. Bounds on the baseline. Length of the floor to go, leading 5-4. Hedrick's first, second team foul. And Hedrick will take a seat. Brooks was their leading scorer in Mansfield's win. Trying to get lead by three. Campbell across midcourt. Leaves it for Henry. Henry.
Are even down turnovers with two apiece.
We're going to have to call Brady. And a timeout. Time away with 4:43 to go in the first quarter. Bears leading by one. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry. We're here with a team of 7 dedicated providers. We've got
not much contact.
Third foul of the quarter on the Bears.
Mansfield. To the right side, needs some help, and not they found it. He somehow created a three out of all of that. Mansfield had him well defended, but James gets the tray, and the Bears lead by four. Campbell at midcourt brings it up top to Pro. Pro. with 3:30 to go in the first quarter, and that's a significant foul for the Bears.
They kind of take away your defense when they call fouls like that. So Blaine Altomat will check in for Brady James. He was a bit hot, takes away some of the defensive abilities.
Krebs approaches in the corner. Krebs throws it into traffic. Henry's got it. Goes left block. Draws the foul. And he'll go to the line shooting, too. Good move by Henry. Could have been on Dean or Altomat. They call it on Dean.
Oh, really?
That's his second.
Huh.
You've already marked it down, hadn't you?
Yeah, I had. I mean, it was obvious to me, but not to the officials.
So, to go in the first quarter, and already a couple of guys, two starters on the bench with two fouls. Henry's second free throw is short, missed him. He's got the distance perfect tonight. 13-6. Grabs up to Campbell. His first three. Then Field into the front court. Grubb, right side, shot up, no good from the right wing by Crony. Rebound Bears. Rogers down the floor to Lee in the corner. Hayden bounces it back. Campbell slings it down the floor to Prost. Prost doesn't take the three, picks up the dribble, needs some help, throws it to Grubbs, back to Prost in the corner for three. No good this time. Rogers with the rebound. Jace in traffic. All the way to the block. Kick it back out. Blaine Altomat for three. Got it. The Altomat, the reigning threes now. And it's a 10-point lead for the Bears with a minute to play in the first quarter. Campbell across midcourt. Bears in a 2-3 zone. 67. Mansfield, 5'11 and 25 all checking in. Hedrick coming back in the lineup. Malachi Ussery and Riley Stidham back in for the Lions. Bears will walk down the floor. Mansfield switching up. At midcourt, Campbell's keeping a few feet away from him. Now Colby at the logo with 22. Back to Lee with 20. Lee puts it. With six. Caden Lee back to Rogers with three. Jace runner in the paint. Got it. And that'll. One, 8-9. We'll come back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Want to make...
Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Second quarter. Bears up 21-9 after the first quarter. Four trays by the Bears in the first quarter has helped to inflate that lead. A lot. They'll swing it left side. Campbell in the corner. The easy left. Makes it 21-11. Dolby into the front court for the Bears. Lions in a man defense now. Lee in the corner. Up top, Blaine Altermat. Bears have. Altermat, Brady, left block, can't get a shot off. Back to Blaine. Blaine back to Brady. Free throw line jumper is short. Rebound Lions. Lions. For three. Lions needed that. Cut it to a 9-point game. 6:50 to go. Lee on the left side, holds it above his head. Rogers out in front. Chase fouled by Campbell. That's our first foul of the second quarter. Nobody really in foul trouble. Colby James. That's his second. So the Bears, not a lot.
Against Blaine Altermat, I've just made a mark where I shouldn't have.
Lions go baseline, shot up and good by Stidham. Stidham got loose on the baseline, and the Lions pushing back, making a 7-point game. Caden Lee across. At the free throw line. Brady pivots in the paint, throws one up, hoping for a foul, doesn't get a call, and Henry's there for the rebound for the Lions. Henry into the front court, into the corner. Stidham wants to go baseline.
There's a foul on Blaine.
And a foul on Blaine Altermat as he was driving to the basket, and the Lions will take it out of bounds. The James brothers both out there with two fouls, so we hope that they can play the next 6 minutes without picking up foul number three. Back to Prost. Prost will dribble up top in the 2-3 zone. Prost picks it up, throws it to Grubbs on the right side as the Lions work it around the three-point arc. Sit up in front of the bleachers. Takes it back. Being guarded by Lee. picks up the dribble, bounces it into the Bear bench, turns it over. It's Bear ball. Good defense by the Bears.
Yeah, that was real good defense. That took about, what? Really good. Then gets a turnover on the top of it.
Bears lead by Caden Lee up top. Brady Altermat, right side for Brady James. Colby, left side. And the Bears will keep possession. Bears will keep possession. Believe it, and there wasn't a lot of contact, but he did get the whistle, and Jace will go shoot a couple of free throws. In for Altermat, Dean will come in with his two fouls. Jay's Rogers at the line, back end of his free throws is good. Gamble into the front court. Across midcourt. Lee bounces it to Colby. Colby will. Side for Brady James. Here goes Rogers. Free throw line, and Coach Campbell got to, he was lobbying for that on the last possession. He got it here, an illegal screen on the Bears. Exactly what he was talking to the official about, and it worked.
13 foul on the Bears here in the second quarter. So, man.
That one's it over the Bear bench. Really an unforced turnover there by the Lions.
Campbell comes in. He is replaced by Usry.
Malachi. Colby crosses it over. Leaves it for Lee. Lee to Rogers. Rogers attacks left block. Put it up. Nobody fouled. And Jace will go back to the free throw line shooting free throws.
Yeah, these it's amazing how a different group, different teams of officials. Second foul for the Lions.
Just not going to get. Jace's second free throw is good. Bears go back up by 10, 26-16, halfway through the second quarter. Bears with a half-court trap. Gets it ahead to Henry, top of the key. Henry, left side for Hedrick. Hedrick in the paint, partially blocked by Dean. Henry gets the rebound, trying to go back up with it. Reverse layup is good. Job by Henry, just gets by. And found an gets the Lions back.
Put back.
Colby across midcourt. He'll hand it to Lee. Right side. Brady James. In front. First team foul on the line. Bears will be shooting the rest of the half. Bears with their start. And we'll set things up. Dean, back to Rogers. Layup is good. Beautiful play.
Beautiful give and go that time.
Gave it to Dean. A little high post. Rogers cut. And an easy basket. So there's that. near turnover. The Lions turn it into three. Rodgers wants to answer. He cannot. For a chance at a three-point play.
And an offensive rebound. That's always big.
Holy shit. The Gainesville game just... Colby kicked. Brady James.
Coach Forrest trying to get some of those guys with two fouls, a little time on the bench here with 2:44 left to go in the half.
Lions across. In the zone defense. Foul. My vision was cut off by the officials there, but apparently Rodgers with the reach. So he's got open three, doesn't take it. Pull up jumper from the free throw line is good. Brooks has a really nice shot.
Yeah, it's good job. Good shooter.
31-23. Rodgers left side. He'll pull for three. Got it. Jake beaten up, and the Bears go up by 11. A three into the front court. Edrich to the left side for Protz into the corner. Henry fakes the three. Now he'll take it, and it's an air ball. And a three there is to catch it back to Henry in the paint. Henry right block, shot up and good. 34-25. Scoring is picked up here in the second part of the second quarter. Colby. Good defense. Gives it to Lee, left side for Colby. Colby, free throw line jumper is no good. Blocked and fouled. Colby will go back to the free throw line shooting two on that possession break. The deck, and Coach Morris was arguing for a foul there. Didn't get that. We'll get Colby at the line, shooting a couple here. First one is short. Colby trying to put it back to an even 10.
Bears need a stop this time down the floor.
Led by 12 at the end of the first quarter, but the Lions have come back here in the second quarter and trying to get on a run. Colby across midcourt. 8-point game. Colby. Mansfield staying in the main. Lee pivot. Throws it to Colby. Colby gets loose. Throws it into the corner. Thompson. Pass tipped out of bounds by Mansfield. It will stay with the Bears, but a near turnover by Willow.
37 seconds left in the half. Brady James checks into the ball game along with Blaine Altermat. And replacing Thompson and Brady Alderman.
This score is really. Get back. Don't be across midcourt.
He's on that back.
Now Lee. At the left, 23, gives it to Rodgers with 20. Jace bounces it to Colby. Colby at midcourt with 15. Crosses it over. Usery sticking with him. Colby's got to pick up the dribble. Back to Rodgers with 8. Jace looks up with 6. Jace will give it to Lee with 3. With 2. Jace got to take it, and it's blocked. That'll take us to halftime with the Bears leading Mansfield 35-27. We'll come back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Bears.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and
hello, this is Heidi Rader. You may know me from the 13 years I spent with Vantage Real Estate. Recently, I began exploring options for our agency's future. We have joined forces with Solomon Cornelius and Kimmy Condor with Monarch Realty. Because seriously, who wouldn't want to work with them? With Monarch, we are creating more opportunities for our clients than ever before. Give us a call at Monarch Realty in West Plains, because how you're treated matters. Let us treat you like royalty.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty. Monarch Realty.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto...
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry. We're here with a team of 7 days.
Tonight's sideline sponsors include Mid-Ozark Insurance. Now back to the game.
Bears had the advantage, 35-27, but the Bears were outscored in the second quarter, 18-14. And the Bears lost. Jace Rogers at 10, 2 points for Lee, 3 for Blaine Aldermatt, 2 for Dean, and 3 for Brady Aldermatt. Bears raining threes there in the first quarter. Didn't get the opportunities that in the second half as Mansfield kind of switched back to a man-to-man defense, and that made a difference, I think. Points for Hedrick. And 4 points for Grubb, 5 for Proats, 2 for Campbell, and 2 for Stidham. In the competitive rebounds go, Mansfield has the advantage there, 8 rebounds to 7, including some offensive putbacks. Bears had one of those too, though. Turnovers, Mansfield has 7, the Bears have 3, and they had those right in the very first of the ball game. So free throw. Times. And they're 2 out of 3. Bears, on the other hand, are 6 out of 9 from the free throw line. There you go. And the Bears made. There's 18. Particular, the Bears. If anybody scouted that game, they're going to go, "Oh, you gotta use the zone against the Bears. That 3-2 zone just killed us." But the Bears have learned a little bit, have grown a little bit, and Bears started cranking the threes, and they were going down. So I. And keep everybody fresh, and so the second half will be a challenge for the Bears because Mansfield they don't exhaust their players. They keep a pretty heavy rotation of 10. And the first time these two teams met back in December. Tournament. The Bears will play Tuesday night, 5:30, against Sparta, the host school. So it'll be the Bears and the Trojans, 5:30 Tuesday night. That's the 4 and 5 seed matchup. We've already talked about the seeding, so we won't bore you with that talk again. But the seedings are, we'll just say they're odd. Some odd seedings. Ava is the number one seed in the tournament. They'll play Blue Eye on Tuesday, the 8th seed. And then this Mansfield team is the 3 seed, and they will play 6-seeded Billing on Tuesday. That's the late game, Tuesday at 8:30. So, for the place game, but it is within the realm of possibility that the Bears and Lions could play each other next week. But all you need to know is the Bears are playing the Trojans on Tuesday at 5:30 here on KUKU. The Lady Bears, now 11-5. They've picked up a couple of wins in a row. They beat Hollister 64-48. Chloe Jones with 40 points last night.
Wow.
In the Lady Bears. Going to Norwood to take on the Lady Pirate. What is it? Cox Health Center, Frigga Tire in Willow Springs, G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, Shelter Insurance, Simmons Bank, Ozarks Healthcare, State Farm Insurance, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and our sideline sponsor, Mid Ozark Insurance. We appreciate all of our Bear Packers. We will come.
Give.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
And well, have the ball to start this third quarter. Bears led 21-9 at the end of the first quarter. Lead 35-27 now, and whistle blows. Music is off, and we're ready to go for quarter number three. Colby James across midcourt. Starters all out there. Colby goes right to the right. Two for the Bears.
He took on his defensive opponent that time, who was That's good to see.
First foul. Foul. Okay. Free throw is good by Colby. Might not be a bad approach with the Bears, too, realizing that these officials are going to call fouls. They might as well go to the hole. Second free throw is good. Bears back up by 10, 37-27, 7:50 to go. Third quarter. Bears put on a little half-court trap. Campbell's got it in front of the Mansfield basket. He'll swing it back, and Mansfield has it pass go off the foot of Jace Rogers all the way into the bleachers. It'll stay. Good defense, though. Edrick, the six-foot sophomore for Mansfield, into the back. Campbell across midcourt. Bears sticking in that zone defense. Henry lobs it back. Swings it up to Edrick. Edrick in traffic. Tip taken away by Rogers. Jace runs it across midcourt. The senior wants to go. Right side for Lee. Back to Brady at the logo. Left side for Colby. Colby to Brady. Left wing. Brady attacks. Left block. Reverse layup. Good. What a shot by Brady James. And the Bears go up by 12. Campbell across midcourt. Runs into the trap. Gets it to Henry. Henry up top. Takes a step in. Gives it to Stiff. In the paint. Big jump stop to the right block. Put it up. Missed it. Rebound James Dean. Dean being slapped. No whistle. And then throws it away into traffic. It's tipped out of bounds, though, by the Lions. And it will stay with the Bears. Coach Forrest not pleased with the rebounding intensity from the Bears here in the third quarter.
Yeah, we got out-hustled there.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what Coach Forrest is upset.
It's going to be easy pickings for Mansfield, and then they missed the easy shot. Get it to Brady James. Brady to Rogers. Rogers now gets across midcourt. Swings it left side for Colby. Colby takes the dribble. Going to spin to the left. Lee back to Jace. Jace up top. Bit of a match. Lee got the shooter's touch. And the Bears have their biggest lead of the night at 14. At fourth crap, Pat, or front. Called on the rebound on. They're going to give it to the Bears? Wow. Ooh, sure what. Guess maybe he hooked him?
Maybe. I didn't see it. I saw it over the back, which I was told there is a foul.
Well,
over the back foul, but it just looked like hands were there, you know?
Well, give and go is up and good by Charlie Grubb. He's lobbed it to him, and he had a nice little shot to get the Lions back to within 12. 5:45 to go, third quarter. Brady James to the free throw line. Gives it to Brady Altermat. Right block. Put it up and in. Brady to Brady. And the Bears are back up by 14. Hedrick down the floor to Grubbs on the right side. Takes the dribble. Bounce it back to Hedrick. Hedrick trapped. Gives it to Brady.
side. Hedrick fakes the three, lobs it left side. Prost open three, doesn't take it. Gives it instead to Stidham, who drives the paint, lays it up and in. Good move by Riley Stidham. Back to a 12-point game as the teams exchange baskets here in the third quarter. Colby breaks the defense. Pull-up jumper is short. Rebound Mansfield. Quick shot for the Bears. Hedrick with the board. Across the timeline. Prost holds it above his head in front of the Mansfield cheerleaders. He'll bounce it to Henry at the block. Henry, pump fake again. Pump fake gets into the paint, forces one up, and it goes in. Lions working hard, getting some good looks underneath. They pull 43-33 Bears, 4.5 minutes to go in a quick-moving third quarter. Rogers across the timeline. He'll hand it to Brady James. Brady picks up his dribble. Back to Colby. Long three off the mark. Rebound tipped, and Caden Lee will pick up the foul. Point in the third quarter.
They've been working inside a lot on the Bears.
Bears has it, put it on the floor, lob it over to Grubbs on the left wing. Head fake. Grubbs bounces to Prost. Prost in the corner, picks up his dribble, bounces it to Henry. Henry left block, trying to get a shot off, gets it on the baseline to Prost, left it short, gets his own rebound, puts it up and in. Bears getting abused on the board. And Mansfield back to within 8.
6-0 run for the Lions, and it's all inside. They've been going inside.
Nothing's been easy for the Lions, but they're getting them to go down on second chances. Lee to Brady Altman at the free throw line. Back out to Colby. Bears need to break a little scoring drought here. Colby to the back. Colby just took off, got around his defender. Gets the layup, and the Bears are back up by 10. 3:15 to go, third quarter. Prost up top. Takes to the left side, takes the dribble. Right side for Stidham. Stidham in the corner. He'll give it to Henry on the baseline. Lob it out. Prost wide open. Three up top. In and out. Rebound underneath by Grubbs. Left block. Put it up. Nobody fouled. And Grubbs will go to the line shooting two for the Lions.
And we are losing the rebound.
Yeah, it is one-sided here in the second half.
Third foul on Jace Rogers, too. That's a tough one.
Grubbs' free throw is off the mark. Blaine Altermat comes in for Jace Rogers with three fouls. The first Bear to pick up three. Second free throw by Grubbs is good. Next 1 of 2 with 3 minutes to go in the third. It's a 9-point lead for the Bears. They have led throughout. Brady to the left. Blaine Altermat holds it above his head, takes the dribble back to Lee. Lee bounces to Brady James on the right side. Brady with a head fake, pull-up jumper from the free throw line is good. Wraps in, and the Bears go up by 11. Lions quickly down the floor. Prost on the left wing. He'll leave it for Grubbs. Grubbs up top. Back to Prost. Prost. Back to Usery. Defensive board, and the Bears go back to work. Colby to the block. Hit no, but he's fouled. Colby will go to the line shooting two, and the Mansfield
fans
do not like that.
They want a charge on that one.
Second. Team foul.
That's second personal. Colby will be at the line shooting two.
Mansfield beat the Bears back in December 68-57.
having trouble with that first one.
And that's the question. 5'8 senior checks in. Coach Campbell uses that. Two to go in the third. A three. Top of the key. Flips it to pro. Brady to Brady Altermat, back to Brady James to Altermat in the paint, put it up and in. The Bradys worked well together, and the Bears go back up by 11. Brose, right side. McCright, baseline, pass back out to Prost at the top of the key. There's McCright, can't get a three off. He'll lob it right side for Stidham. Stidham. Stidham can't get a shot off, back to McCright. To Henry in the corner. Henry dribbles in. Brady hit the deck,
third
and Coach Forrest walked to the end of the bench to get some water on that,
yeah.
Because that's a call that'll get you teed up.
Fourth team foul on the Bears here.
Oh, yeah. He's had a couple of bench threes off the bench. The senior for the Lions, the net got stuck for a moment, so they got that down. 50-42 is the Bear lead. 54 seconds to go, third quarter. Colby across midcourt. Gets trapped. Brady Altermat to Brady James, right side. Takes the three, dribbles in. Jumper is no good. Rebound underneath by Stidham. Ahead to Ussery. Wide open layup is good, and it's a six-point game. Mansfield's as close as they've been in a long time. Brady James for three, right side. Not what Coach Forrest wanted, but it's what he got. 9-point lead for the Bears. Ussery, right side. McCright bounces it to Henry. Back out to McCright. Long three. Got it again. McCright hit three in the last 2 minutes. Bears with 10. Colby James. Floater is no good, but he's fouled with 8.5 to play in the third. Bears leading by six.
This McCright kid off the bench.
Where'd he come from?
Three threes all here in the third quarter. He hadn't even made an appearance in the game.
Yeah, he hadn't even been in the game. Coach Campbell had a secret weapon. The man, he deployed him at just the right time. Free throw is good by Colby. The Bears back up by 7, 54-47. But, boy, did McCright give Mansfield a lift. 9 points in, what, 90 seconds?
Probably.
Field 55-47. Coming back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Final 8 minutes getting underway here in Mansfield. Good one. Bears maintain the lead, but wow, each team scoring 20 points there in the third quarter. It's 55-47 as we go into the final stanza. This McCrike, a senior off the bench for Mansfield, really has sparked them.
Bears led by 14 at one point in the third quarter. Mansfield with the ball as we start the fourth. They'll get it to Usry. There's McCrite in the corner. He wants another three. This one rims out, and James Dean grabs the rebound. Dean gives it to Colby as McCrite. The lead. The freshman puts it. Jake calmly will walk it back to the logo. Cross it over, give it to Colby. Right side for Brady James. Brady bounces to Dean, back to Brady. Right side, Rogers for three. It's short. Rebound tipped and controlled by Mansfield. Henry in traffic. Pass tipped, but right to Prost. Prost, though, will have to spin away and reset for the Lions. Bears by eight. Prost moving guys. It's a six-point game. 7 minutes to play. Bears kind of he lost. Okay. Quarter. Bears need a basket, leading by six, 6:47 to play. Lee to run. Bears trying to overcome a team that has proven to be a tough matchup. Long, athletic, and deep. Brady J. Make sure that everybody saw the same thing. They're going to reverse that and give it to Mansfield. Well, this is Coach Forrest is going to take a little bit of a timeout here. I think it's a good spot for a timeout. 6.5 minutes to play. Bears leading 55-49. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spa.
KU 100.3. Second.
Underneath the basket, strong kid, and it's a 4-point game. The Bears led by 14 in the third quarter. Lee across midcourt, sit him out to guard him. They'll give it to Brady James on the right side. Brady looks underneath, flips it back to Rogers, left side. For Lee. Lee has it poked away, gets it back. Caton takes off to the basket. Layup is missed. Dean tips the rebound, the right to Henry. Henry, through traffic, lost the handle on it, but he's able to regain control. And the Lions have a chance to make Lee, and that was a big rebound there by James Zing. Solby will bring it across. The play. Bears in a 2-3 zone. Coach puts it on the floor. Swings it left side into the corner. Bounces. Left block for Henry. It's tipped loose on the floor. Henry gets it back. Goes baseline. Puts it up. Nobody's fouled. And Henry will go to the line shooting two for the Lions. I think it's going to be on Brady James.
That's four on Brady. Henry at the line shooting a couple.
First one is no good. Brady Altermat comes in for James Dean. Dean grabbing a couple of big rebounds here in the fourth quarter. They'll shift Brady James back into the backcourt, and he'll talk with Coach Forrest, and I'm sure Dustin is saying, do not foul. Free throw is no. Point lead, nearing the halfway point in the fourth quarter. Ussery on Colby. Ussery does a good job defensively. Takes the screen. Colby to the left side. Being chased by Henry. Rogers to the paint, to the basket, and he's fouled. Good job by Rogers. He knew Henry was on a mission.
Yep.
And he took it to the hoop. He draws the foul. That's the fourth on Henry, and that's a big foul. He has really kind of carried the inside load to the Lions.
Yeah, he has. He's done a lot of scoring here in the second half right underneath the basket. He's just been a bulldog down there.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
4:20 left to go here in the ballgame. 57-51 is our score. Low-scoring fourth quarter, but lots of drama out on the floor.
Three-possession game. Chase Rogers shooting a couple of free throws. First one is good. Henry picked up his fourth foul, and that is very wrong. Lead for the Bears, Ussery into the front court. Gross up top, McCrite on the left side. He really sparked the Lions late in the third quarter. Gross right side. Bears in the zone defense. They're coming out to make sure the Lions have contested threes. Grubb puts up one in the paint. No good. Rebound tipped to Brady James. Goes off of his shin. Brady Altman's there to bail him out. They give it to Colby as we go under 4 minutes to play. Bears by seven. Colby to the left side. He'll hand it to Rogers. It's tipped out of bounds by Mansfield, and it will stay with Willow. Good defense. Again by Ussery.
Well, that kid is good on Colby. Colby that I've seen this year.
Yep. 3-4 inbound in front of the Bear bench. Lob it into the backcourt for Colby. Three will pick him up, staring at the numbers. They give him a little pop. Colby at the logo. Three back to guarding. He'll hand it off to Lee. Lee one arms it over to Rogers, right side for Brady James. Holds it above his head. Takes one dribble to Brady Altermat. Altermat back out to Lee on the right side. Takes the screen. Lee can't get a shot off. He'll back it out to James. Brady, right block. Floater won't go. Rebound out to Stidham. Stidham's got the numbers. 3-on-2 to Grubbs. Grubbs has it stolen by Rogers. Slings it ahead to Brady James for the layup. 9-point lead for the Bears. 3 minutes to play. Top of the key. Stidham to the paint, to the basket. Layup is good. Athletic move by Stidham. 60-53. Bears by 7, 2:40 left to play. Two and a half minutes to play. Rogers backs off to the logo, being guarded by Grubbs. And give it up to Colby. Colby, three on his back, gets to the free throw line, bounces it to Brady, baseline, shot up, no good, couldn't draw the foul, and the Lions are there for the rebound. Ahead to Ussery in the corner. Ussery, back to Brooks. Third.
So they've got another foul to give, Mansfield does, before they send the Bears to the free throw line.
Campbell comes back in.
Go help!
Henry. Good defense by Stidham, creating the turnover. And the Lions have a chance to get back to within a two-possession game with 1:45 to play. Campbell. Cross midcourt. Right side. By Coach Campbell and the Lions. 90 seconds to play. Bears lead 60-53. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Give Local First is a local registered 501.
One and a half minutes left to go in this one. It's turned into a pretty tight ball game. 60-53, Bears lead. Mansfield has the ball. Chance to get back into a two-possession game here for them.
Not going away. And a 7-point lead. Bears now hang on to the ball. And that's what Coach Forrest is telling his players. He's got to make some free throws. And the Bears. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry. We're here with a team of 7 day.
If you have 10...
Lee is trapped, in trouble, three white jerseys around him, and there's a foul on Prost, too. Can't believe it, but there was a lot of contact.
Yeah, three guys on one guy.
But 54 seconds to play, three-possession game right now, so the Bears really focused on possessions and hanging on to the ball. They'll bounce it into the backcourt for Brady James. Brady has a full 10 to get it across midcourt, and he does. Brady into the paint, little floater, rims out.
Oh, my God.
Good shot. Prost right side. Prost to the block, to the basket, puts one up, no good. Rogers with the rebound. He's fouled with 34 seconds to play, and Jace will go shoot free throws. And there's makes it an 8-point lead and just about puts this one away for the Bears.
Make your free throws now and you win the ball game.
Rogers second. Underneath, 30 seconds to play, 8-point lead for the Bears. Henry will pull up for three. It's no good. Rogers with the rebound on the baseline throws it off the shoe of Campbell. And it will stay with the Bears with 25 seconds to play. Mansfield will press. Bears trying to get some revenge tonight against the Lions.
Usri goes in the ball game. He impresses me as a defender.
Colby draws the trap, gets it to Lee, and Coach Forrest burns timeout. Any kind of trouble, and Coach Forrest was going to take that, and he did with 18 seconds to play. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here with the Bears leading 61-53. Look to be in pretty good shape to win their third straight ball game. And, again, looking ahead to next week, and the Bears will make their first in the Sparta Trojan Invitational. And it's an odd seedings, one of those tournaments. I don't think you can pay too much attention to the seeding, but the Bears are the 5 seed. They'll play 4-seeded Sparta Tuesday at 5:30. And Larry and I will make our first journey to Sparta. I'll try making fun of their mascot too much. Bears win that. They would play the winner of Ava and Blue Eye Thursday at 7. Ava is the 1 seed in the Sparta. Holmes there throwing it as he was falling down and got it to Jace. Jace picks up the foul, and Rogers will go shoot free throws with 15 seconds left.
Rubs at the line for Jace at the line.
Free throw is good. I think this one's probably done as it is, but that would definitely put the final nail in the coffin. Mansfield.
We got it.
Fouling Prost's three. You let him have the three if he wants it at that point. you applaud the hustle and the effort, but you just don't need to do it.
It wasn't a hard foul at all. Either.
No. Yeah, these guys are going to call it.
Yeah. Coach Forrest has time to get another player in the game. That's why. They let the team try to recover after this foul out. 10.2 on the clock. Blaine Altermat will check in for
defensive night for James, and he'll finish
9 points.
9 points. He makes all 3 point game with 10 seconds to play. Second free throw is good.
Walk out here! Go. I still got 1 minute.
Coach Campbell waves off the other one. McCraig will check out. Man, he gets a gold star by his head. Three threes in about 90 seconds.
He sparked the Lions tonight. He sure did.
Hey, and does to Blaine Altermat, who's fouled quickly in the corner. And he'll go to the other side and shoot free throws. Not much time off the clock. 9 seconds, 9.4 on the clock. Bears leading by 7. And Blaine will shoot free throws. Nobody's with Blaine to shoot free throws except for a few Lions. Free throws no good. Off the back of the rim. McGrice, the three-point sniper, back in for the Lions. That's where he checks out. Offense for defense there. James Dean runs in for the Bears, replacing Brady Altermat. Coach Ford says, don't foul the three-point shooter. 9 seconds. Inbound. Throats. Dribbles. Top of the key for 3, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds with 2.4. It'll go back to the Bears. Bears just need to inbound.
Yeah, all I have to do.
Game over.
That's all I have to do. Get it inbound.
Back to Willow Springs Bear Sports on KUKU 100.3.
His mom's a teacher. Back in Mansfield, where the Bears win it 64-56, joined by Coach Forrest. And Coach, we've watched you for a few years now. That's one of the more passionate games I've watched from your vantage point. You seem to want that.
Yeah, you know. That's right. You know, when you're from Norwood. And you still, you know, I'm a Willow Bear through and through.
Absolutely.
But when you've got blue blood and you still, you never like coming to Mansfield. And you, by golly, you definitely don't like losing to Mansfield. So we already done that once. And, you know, and I felt like that game, the first time we played them, you know, we were kind of out of our normal funk. We were in a funk. We turned it over 15 times. We don't do that. But here's the deal. They started out and they had not played a second of zone all year. But Craig watched film, and he's a
kid.
They come out and score 21 points.
Right.
That's good that we're starting to get that confidence that, hey, 3-2 is not going to beat us.
Right.
And then, hey, they're physical. I mean, they went man on us and they played. Really, I thought we did it. We our focus was we got to get a body on him every time a shot goes up, and we did. And I thought we would on the board. So I was proud of the boys. You know, we're starting to take stuff from practice and put it into play. And, you know, and I don't know what's that major league movie, you, when you want to. Believe in themselves. You know, your typical, I thought Colby and Jace both had big games. Colby really stepped up. And they, you know, I think his dad. Senior leadership like Jace, you know, that's. The tournament next week where, you know, we're the 5 seed and Ava's the 1. Here's the deal. That's where we deserve to be after when the seeding meeting happened. And the Bears picking up their third victory in a row and doing some bit of a revenge tour tonight, defeating Mansfield, who they had lost to earlier in the season in the Mansfield tournament. Larry, you got your...
Yeah. Catholic to win the tournament? Wow. Anyway. And they were led by Kobe James with 24, 14 to Jace Rogers, 9 for Brady James, who fouled out and fouled the guy shooting at 3, and I'm sure he will hear about that. 4 points for Lee, 4 points for Blaine Aldermatt, 2 for James Dean, and 7 for Brady Aldermatt. And that's the scoring for the Bears. Scoring for the Mansfield Lions, they really spread it out a lot. That's 7 for Grubbs. Hedrick had 6. 2 for Usry. 10 for Proats. 12 for Henry. Boy, those 12 for Henry were big, too. 2 points for Campbell. 8 points for Stidham. And 9 was, I think, the key to making. Boom, boom, boom. And they late in the third quarter there to bring the Mansfield Lions back. But it was too little, too late. Three. That's a lot of
free throws.
That's a lot of free throws, and they missed 7 of them. But anyway, not too bad a shooting night for them. As far as rebounds for the Mansfield Lions to 14 for the Bears. That was much closer at halftime. And for turnovers, the Lions only had 3 there in the second half. So the Lions did a good job. 54-56. And the Bears also won the JV. That JV team is looking good.
With you next week from Sparta. Bears taking on the Sparta Trojans 5:30 on Tuesday night. Bears go to 9-6 on the season. Drop Mansfield to 6-10. Thanks to Tyler. Back to the studio for Larry Spence. I'm
That's it for this broadcast of Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3. This broadcast was brought to you by these sponsors: Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Frigga Tire Service Incorporated, G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Mutual Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Simmons Bank, State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby, West Plains Bank and Trust, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevy. We'll catch you all another time for another chapter in Willow Springs Bear Sports next time on KUKU 100.3.
She was once an ordinary girl with ordinary dreams. But there's a man who found her and he brought her to this world. I'm the one who made a queen of a simple country girl.
She's a queen.
RuPaul's Drag Race is back with a wet and wild new season, and you can watch it all on MTV with Philo.